Susan Finch here with All Volunteer All Heart from Binky Patrol, and this is a really quick episode. There are some things that I want you nonprofits to know you can look for, use to save money. And one of them is setting up your mail through the Google Workspace. If you set it up in Google Workspace and get your nonprofit status from them, they have all sorts of instructions on there. You can get all the email accounts you need, everything for free, unlimited. This is great, especially if you have multiple locations like we do at Binky Patrol. This means every one of my chapters could have a unique email address that still says at binkypatrol.org, but the front can have their name or their chapter name. It's up to them. This makes it really easy for when they want to check it and keep it separate from either their business life or their personal life. And it's so kind of Google to give us that for free. So take advantage of those free offers. One more resource. I can't tell you enough how important it's been to us to have an alliance or an account with TechSoup. TechSoup.org. If you are a 501c3 organization, TechSoup.org gives you discounts for so much software, even equipment, training, accounting services, so many things to help you stay within your limited budget, especially if you're just starting out. So check those two things out. Oh, and another favorite thing that I like to do, take advantage of free opportunities to list your events. I just don't mean on Facebook. Maybe you got to register on Nextdoor. Nextdoor is about more than coyote sightings and complaining about your neighbor's messy lawns. There are events you can post, and you can even register as your nonprofit there and post all sorts of things about your events and special announcements or conversations. Maybe you want to start a conversation with somebody or with a lot of somebody's. Ask their opinions. What do they think about these things? There are ways you can use that. We'll do a whole episode just on generative AI uses for nonprofits, especially for these free venues. Hey, I don't know about you, but our local television station has a place where I can post photos and events that are coming up in my area. Check your local papers, your local news stations, your local community broadcasting stations to see what they offer 501c3s so that you can promote your events or your volunteer opportunities, or maybe you just have some good news to share. Your local morning shows may be looking for some good news to share. Maybe they have a segment regularly. Perhaps you could go on and talk about something special that's coming up, or talk about ongoing needs for volunteers, or share a success story. People need good news and also easy ways to help. There's always a way that people can help our nonprofits, even if it isn't writing a big check. We always need help in those little ways to keep us going from behind the scenes. Are you looking for more volunteers? Why not connect with local service organizations? Between the Scouts and the Lions, the Elks, the Kiwanis, all of those types of service organizations, maybe they have a resource directory that you could get included in. Same with your local city. Since you have your 501c3, go ahead and see if you can register with them to be part of their community resources, and you can post more volunteer opportunities. Speaking of volunteer opportunities, this one isn't free, but it is well worth the money to register on volunteermatch.org. Volunteermatch.org allows you to create all sorts of opportunities, whether they're ongoing, virtual, one-day events. They will walk you through anything. Their support is terrific and their prices are super low. For us and our chapters, it has made all the difference to help our events in areas that we have maybe a new chapter. Maybe it's a new coordinator that doesn't know how to get volunteers yet. They have been able to connect with the best volunteers that want to keep coming back and coming back. Don't post it too early though, because sometimes people might forget. You want to send out reminders. Go through their tutorials. They have so much support for you, whether it's their tutorials, their webinars, and even one-on-one handholding to help you make the best success of using their portal. That's it for today. I hope you found these tips helpful, especially for those of you with small 501c3s just getting started, or maybe it's time to go to the next level. Check out these tools, and if you have any ideas that I haven't mentioned, please let me know. I would love to share it with others, and maybe I'll even have you on the show. Thank you so much. Go to binkypatrol.show to catch all the past episodes or look for us in all your favorite podcast venues. That's All Volunteer, All Heart from Binky Patrol.